AFA Action takes attacks on the family seriously. The enemies of the family constantly employ new tactics to try to sneak past our radar. They know if we stand together, their evil plans will fail. Your gift to AFA Action allows us to stay vigilant against their onslaught. And if you give this month, you'll receive access to the Cultural Institute video, When Your Faith is Illegal, by Frank Harbor on AFA Stream as our thanks. You can make your gift today at afaaction.net.
Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Back, everybody, to today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Tim Wildman here with Ed Vitagliano and Steve Paisley Jordahl. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, we have some, we, by me, meaning the ministry, and particularly my wife and I, have some friends who live in Nazareth, Israel. And, I know a lot of people listening to us right now also have friends. Some maybe have family. I know John Riley, our own John Riley, has family who live in Israel. But I was just, we just need to pray for, if you know people individually,
yeah,
pray for them, because it's a very high stress living situation for a lot of them if they live near the border. Especially now. Right. I'm talking about now in particular, near the border, because the coming days, maybe weeks, it's going to be...
This is the border with Lebanon.
Good point. Thank you. The border with Lebanon. But I was looking, Nazareth is... Yes, it's that Nazareth.
Right.
like Jesus of.
And can anything good come out of?
Right. And it's 86 miles from Nazareth to the Lebanese border. So...
Wow.
But anyway, it's three brothers. They live there in Nazareth, and they help lead our tours when we're visiting the Holy Land. We're just wonderful, wonderful guys and their families, and I just think about them, pray for them right now, because they're not in any kind of imminent, he said, they're not in any kind of imminent danger or anything like that, but it's just, you know, you're 86 miles from war going on between...
Rockets can reach that far.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Do you have any family or friends living over there?
I don't.
Okay.
John Riley.
Yeah.
Does.
That's what
he knows
said.
A lot of people. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I said that like 60 seconds ago.
I'm sorry.
Welcome to the show.
I was looking
there,
at the map.
You know, it's a good thing we don't take offense, because that could be hurt. That you
No, you don't take offense, but when you catch me, you
right.
Let me have.
Well, I didn't want you to embarrass yourself there by saying the same thing I said 60 seconds ago. Because,
by the way, John Riley has friends in that part of the world.
Yeah, he does.
I don't know if anybody know that.
Your family. all right. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning,
Steve. You've been a little traveling yourself, haven't you?
I gotta ask you. I went on a vacation. My wife Heather and I went out. I got a group of friends that I grew up with in high school, or even earlier. Every year we get together. One of the families there has a cabin in Lake Tahoe, California, and every year the guys all get together and barbecue and. We're all musicians.
Relive the old times, the old days.
A lot of that.
Huh?
We're all musicians.
The glory days.
So we sing and play, and we brought just tons of pray songs and that kind of stuff, worship together. But
oh, these are Christians.
They're all
brothers.
Strong,
these
very
are
strong
beer drinking brothers.
I didn't have any of those.
There's two different kinds of brothers.
Yeah, I didn't. I was a pastor's kid and never really did the
stayed on the straight and narrow.
Absolutely.
Good for you.
Yeah,
you didn't build much of a testimony.
Well, no,
I'm still proud that you stayed on the straight.
I worked
and
on
narrow.
That later in life. I think.
Okay.
But, yeah,
okay.
No. So anyway, we did go, and it's gorgeous. That part of California, the Lake Tahoe, we took a day trip down to Yosemite Valley.
So Lake Tahoe is not Nevada, it's California, or
well,
it's both.
The state line goes right in the middle of the lake, so and it's right at the corner. So, yeah, there's Nevada side and there's a California side. And so anyway, if you guys care to look and see some of the things I saw, I sent some pictures to Brent to post on our Facebook page. You can take a look at some of the sites that we saw.
If you want to see the pictures of Steve's trip out west, go to – what's so funny?
No, it just sounds funny the way you said it.
Go to our Today's Issues Facebook page. Today's Issues Facebook page, and you can see them there.
Yeah, but I got a serious question here. Am I doing vacation right or wrong if I need 3 days to recover from it when I get home?
Well, that just happens with age, I think.
You may need time to recover if you mow the grass and you get old enough. I just meant to ask you, have you ever been to Lake Tahoe?
Yeah, I have.
I wasn't really paying attention to the conversation.
Did you know that Nevada, the state line goes right through the lake?
It's running 60 seconds behind.
The human 7-second delay.
No, I've seen pictures and videos. I've never been there like you have, Steve. That just looks just breathtaking, that whole region from Yosemite. How far is it from Lake Tahoe to Yosemite?
It took us about 4 hours to drive.
Okay.
Not undoable. It was a day trip, so we left at 6 in the morning. We didn't get back till 10 at night.
I've had numerous people tell me you've got to see Yosemite.
I've been there. It is stunning.
You have?
I have as a kid.
What did you?
I went by myself.
Did you scale?
My dad. No, my whole family went. I was about 8 years old.
You went cross country from where were you? New England.
My dad bought a Jeep and a pop-up trailer tent thing, and we drove. We went through Montana. We went the whole thing. South Dakota.
Chevy Chase has nothing on you.
That's exactly right. We went South Dakota, Montana, Wyoming.
Your dad just says we're doing this great American
road trip. My dad loved traveling. When he was 88, he drove 14,000 miles by himself. He took off from Florida. He went across the western part of the country, stopping to see family, myself, my sister. Went to see friends in Arizona, and then went up the coast to see my sister, other sister in Seattle. And then went all over, like, Yosemite and all that, then up through the north to New England, back down to Florida, back to New England to see for a funeral, and then drove down. He was 88 years old.
Well, he had to go back for a funeral, so he drove all the way back.
Yep, drove all the way back. I always call him. I said, he was the dad, you're a road warrior. Because he just picked the family up. He said, we're going on vacation. I don't know, it was 3 weeks or whatever. And we just went, and we stayed at parks and the pop-up trailer.
How many did it sleep?
Well, there was five of us, so...
Wow.
Yeah.
So you just found...
Kids slept on the floor.
Did the KOA map thing,
yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. So it was quite a trip.
How long were you gone?
I think it was 3.5 weeks, something like that.
Yeah.
So I got to tell you, the pictures just don't do it justice. Yosemite, for example, El Capitan, if you want to get a sense of how big that thing is... There's a movie out there called Free Solo. Free Solo. It's about a guy who decided to
climb. Solo?
No, this is his brother, Free.
There's a song also called Free Bird. Listen to that on the radio, on the computer.
This is a guy who decided to climb El Capitan without the aid of any ropes or anchors at all.
Like getting just footholds?
Footholds and the whole thing.
What kind of body strength must you have?
Yeah. All the way up, and it's 3,200 feet.
So it's a film? A film of that?
A film of this.
What's it called?
Free Solo. If you're afraid of heights, better have
something
to hang on. Do you
have a GoPro camera?
A guy was climbing with ropes alongside of him.
Wow.
A friend to document it.
That's impressive.
I got to tell you.
Whew. Did you watch it?
I did. I have seen it. Do I?
I don't. I couldn't watch that.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'll spoil it this much. He makes it.
He makes it.
He makes it. But it is stunning. You can see how tall the perspective, how high this mountain is.
It looks like I'm looking at the website, and it's got a shot from up top, probably 15 feet above him. It looks like he's climbing up the side of some rocks above carpet. Yeah, those are trees down there.
Those trees, by the way, are California pines, which are 30, 40, 50 feet high. Tall.
Wow. Free solo.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, that's what I did the last week, and it was great.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Yeah. Next story.
We haven't had the first story yet. That's not true.
That was first story.
First story.
So the debate over how to fund the government continues in Washington.
It is riveting.
Well, it's kind of important, and it's an interesting conundrum for Republicans. Mm-hmm. So the government will run out of money mm-hmm. here in a week or two if they don't pass a funding bill. And we've seen that we have to pass it before September 30th. And we've seen before what happens with the government shutdown. The government continues to run the essential things, but the party in charge, it was Obama last time, decided to shut down like monuments and things that were very public that really made the Republicans look bad for not playing ball.
Right.
Well, so in order to avoid a shutdown for the government, right before an election, which would have devastating consequences, I think.
Right.
Speaker Mike Johnson, because all of the funding bills originate in the House, Speaker Mike Johnson has proposed a continuing resolution. He had inside of it a bill that would require identification in order to register to vote, to make sure you're a citizen. Democrats, it was a non-starter for them, and so he has ditched that part. And is going to propose, and this continuing resolution will pass, it looks like. But some Republicans, some more conservative ones, Freedom Caucus members, are kind of upset that they took it out. But what are you to do? What would you do? You need it. You kind of need it now so that people who are registering in the last minute, you make sure they get the right people registering. But if you shut down the government, which the Democrats are more than happy to do and blame the Republicans, that could swing the election.
Well, listen, this is what I say when we go through this every single year
yeah.
on the continuing resolutions, whether it's an election year or not. And this is what I say. The system is broken.
Yeah.
The spending system in Washington, D.C. is broken. There's no way we should be having these huge omnibus bills. These spending bills should be individual. They should be voted straight up, straight down. People on either side of the political spectrum should not be playing games with spending. Listen, I also want to say hats off to the Freedom Caucus and the fiscally responsible Republicans. I don't think there are any fiscally responsible Democrats, but fiscally responsible Republicans, hats off to you. Okay, I know you're trying to do the right thing, but the system is broken. If the Republicans had stuck to their guns and shut down the government, it would have been a catastrophe on November 5th. I know there are people yelling at their radios right now saying, well, go ahead, shut it all down. We need to take a stand. Well, both parties have to agree that spending should be lowered. It should be only constitutional. We should be spending money on things that the Constitution allows. And I frankly don't think that is ever going to happen. The only way it happens is when our government goes broke, and that may be within our lifetimes. And well, that's the only thing that's going to stop this train wreck, which is government spending in D.C.
You remember that this is the issue over which the whole battle for Speaker of the House revolved.
Yes.
And Mike Johnson was finally the guy that last man standing, I guess.
Yeah.
With some promises to try to rein in that spending. But again, right now, here's the question I have. The Democrats, the non-starter was the SAVE Act, which would have required that you show some ID in order to register to vote.
I love the bill.
Well, here's
the thing. We came out in support of it.
The Democrats say, no, that's not really happening. There's not a problem. It's a pointless bill. It's a waste of time. If it's just a pointless bill and a waste of time, why are they opposing it so strenuously? They are every ounce of their being. This is the last thing they want to see. It's not like, fine, have your way. It's a pointless bill. Pass it and move on. It's we will shut down the government. We will do anything we can to keep this bill and keep Americans, keep registration limited to citizens.
I would have been in favor of the Republicans sticking to their guns and vote and getting Democrats on the record voting against this bill because of the SAVE Act. That probably would have been politically expedient. And then you would have to say, okay, well, now we got to fund the government. But the system's broken. Most of the people up in D.C., members of the House and the Senate, their number one job when they go up there is to get reelected. And that's where we're at.
Yep.
And I don't think there's any solving this until the government, it becomes insolvent. Yep. Now, we've talked about nuclear war on this program. We've talked about the government going broke. Mm-hmm. We've talked about all kinds of things. This is kind of a negative show, but
yeah, although the guy didn't fall off the mountain.
No, that's
the guy
true.
Did not. That's true.
That was a positive in the show. Remember that? That was a happy ending right there.
That was.
House Speaker Johnson, Mike, right?
Mike Johnson, yeah.
Who I met, he knows Tony Perkins. They're tight. He's on his show.
Former attorney with Life Spending Freedom.
Yeah. I don't know Mike. I think I met him once at a – but anyway – but he's a Christian brother and is a member of the Freedom Caucus himself, a constitutional conservative. But once you get into that role as Speaker of the House, and also you're trying to corral your own members to vote one way on something, and you have like a 2 to 3 or 4 vote margin to deal with.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I think that's right.
And then you start trying to, it's an almost impossible job. I'm just going to say that if you want to go without criticism.
Yes.
You know what? It's an impossible job. And if you take the position, we'll just shut down the government every time. Number one, that's a political loser with the general public. I'm talking about the American general public. Number two is you're not going to get your own. You're not going to, if you only got a 2 to 5. I don't know what the margin of Republican and Democrat is, but it's not very many. So you can't lose many.
I think it's 6 seats.
So there you go. You know, so Mike Johnson, he'll lose 6 seats off. You know, whether rain's wet or not. So it's a very, very difficult situation to be in. And so I sympathize with him from that aspect. I do agree with you. Now, I know some people are saying, no, that's not leadership. Well, okay, well, we'll just have this conversation, agree to disagree on that one. But I would say this, the continuing resolutions that they continue to pass where you don't have to vote on a bill.
It's kicking the can down the road.
It's kicking the proverbial can down the road. What was the other part of this? Oh, the SAVE Act. S-A-V-E. For people who don't know, real quickly, the SAVE Act was legislation meant to say, to have Congress vote on whether or not you have to be a U.S., you have to prove your citizenship to vote in the U.S. It's federal legislation, even though states govern their own self with laws regarding voting, right?
Yes, right.
All states do, even in a federal election. But the Republicans were trying to get the Democrats to vote on go on record to say, you know, absolutely we're opposed to people who are not legal citizens voting. But I think, this is just me talking here, I don't think the Democrats have a problem with people voting who are not here legally.
That's why I think they're opposing it so now, vociferously.
Yeah, I think now... That's a crazy thing to say, I know, but I think most Democrats view, they say, they will tell you a wall on the southern border is immoral.
Right.
They also tell you no people are illegal. That's hurtful to say that about people. In the same way, I think by their actions here, they're saying people should not have to prove citizenship to vote because that's immoral, because nobody's illegal. Nobody.
Yeah.
I think that's what they may cover it by also saying it's unnecessary. States already disallow people voting who are here illegally. But I'm telling you, some of these secular progressives, they're not against people voting.
I've heard people defend this, and this is usually on man on the street type interviews.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing they get these talking points from politicians. But they say, I'm in favor of immigrants, even though they're not here legally voting, because they are voting on laws that apply to them.
Yes.
And my answer would be, well, the laws wouldn't apply to them if they stayed where they belonged.
Right.
So, no, they don't have the right to vote on laws that affect the people who belong here.
Yeah. I would also say this. We have lost, I don't know how you ever go back to this, and I know people are going to interpret this as, I don't know what you would say, discriminatory. But if you don't have any skin in the game, then voting means nothing to you on right or wrong. It only means what you're voting, whatever your self-interest is. Every other institution in America, you have to have membership to vote. You join a golf club like I go to, you have, in order to vote on the situation, you have to pay your dues. You go to a church. You don't have to pay a certain amount.
No, but elect a deacon.
You have to be a committed member. You have to have vested. You have to have an interest in it to vote on your homeowners association rules. You have to pay your dues. In other words, you have skin in the game. With voting in America, the way it is today, once enough people who get stuff from the government learn they can outvote the people who say, wait a minute, we need to be responsible with our money, then the train wreck is inevitable.
Yes.
And by train wreck, I mean, there will we ever get there? I don't know, in our lifetime, but we're at $33 trillion in debt. Can you go to 50? Can you go to $100 trillion in debt before the train wreck happens, and I'm talking about the train cars start falling off the track economically, and we have to have sort of a reset. You know, the American dollar is, we wake up one morning and they'll go, the American dollar is not the world's reserve currency any longer. You know, it's the Saudi petro, or it's the, some other, there's no other currency in the world right now that's stronger than the dollar, as weak as the dollar has become.
The federal government.
Okay.
And this was through September. Okay. Not including the last 3 months of the year. The federal government paid $892 billion on the interest for the debt, almost $1 trillion.
Okay.
And it is expected to climb from $1 trillion in 2025 to $1.7 trillion in 2034. That is just on the interest for the national
debt. And that has to be paid. I mean, that isn't theoretical.
That's right. Because if you default on that,
right,
your economy crashes and drags the world down with it.
Right. Then you got the Great Depression all over again, except on a worldwide basis.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's a wonderful Monday, isn't it?
Yes.
I just love talking about things with you guys.
But that guy made it to the top of El Capitan.
He made it to the top without
didn't fall.
Off.
Yeah.
It's always good to know.
So, ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line of this show, this hour and a half today, has been, if I can wrap it up with one sentence, it would be this. Head for the hills.
Trust in the Lord.
For
hey, at least you got Mississippi State football to look for. Oh, never mind. Shoot, I'm sorry.
Well, that was an unnecessary dagger, Ed. Right. As a Mississippi State fan, and we have no chance of winning any more games this year, maybe
and
one.
And you play Texas Saturday.
And our chief rivals ranked number 5 in America, and you throw that one at me here.
That probably was uncalled for, was it?
Okay, we're the anyway, I'm going to black that out. I'm going to forgive you for that and move on.
Thank you.
We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody. We'll be right back.